THE NEW ATLANTIS by Francis Bacon. Section 5. The windows likewise were not crowded, but every one stood in them as if they had been placed. When the shoe was passed, the Jew said to me, "I shall not be able to attend you as I would, in regard of some charge the city hath laid upon me, for the entertaining of this great person." 3 days after, the Jew came to me again and said, "Ye are happy men, for the father of Salomon's house taketh knowledge of your being here, and commandeth me to tell you that he will admit all your company to his presence, and have private conference with one of you, that ye shall choose. And for this hath appointed the next day after tomorrow, and because he meaneth to give you his blessing, he hath appointed it in the forenoon. We came at our day and hour, and I was chosen by my fellows for the private access. We found him in a fair chamber, richly hanged and carpeted underfoot without any degrees to the state. He was set upon a low throne richly adorned, and a rich cloth of state over his head, of blue satin embroidered. He was alone, save that he had two pages of honor on either hand one, finely attired in white. His undergarments were the like that we saw him wear in the chariot, but instead of his gown he had on him a mantle with a cape, of the same fine black, fastened about him. When we came in, as we were taught, we bowed low at our first entrance, and when we were come near his chair, he stood up, holding forth his hand ungloved, and in posture of blessing, and we every one of us stooped down and kissed the hem of his tippet. That done, the rest departed, and I remained. Then he warned the pages forth of the room, and caused me to sit down beside him, and spake to me thus in the Spanish tongue, 'God bless thee, my son. I will give thee the greatest jewel I have, for I will impart unto thee, for the love of God and men, a relation of the true state of Salomon's house. Son, to make you know the true state of Salomon's house, I will keep this order. First, I will set forth unto you the end of our foundation. Secondly, the preparations and instruments we have for our works. Thirdly, the several employments and functions whereto our fellows are assigned. And fourthly, the ordinances and rites which we observe. The end of our foundation is the knowledge of causes and secret motions of things, and the enlarging of the bounds of human empire to the effecting of all things possible. The preparations and instruments are these. We have large and deep caves of several depths. The deepest are sunk 600 fathom, and some of them are digged and made under great hills and mountains, so that if you reckon together the depth of the hill and the depth of the cave, they are, some of them, above 3 miles deep. For we find that the depth of a hill and the depth of a cave from the flat is the same thing, both remote alike, from the sun and heaven's beams, and from the open air. These caves we call the lower region, and we use them for all coagulations, indurations, refrigerations, and conservations of bodies. We use them likewise for the imitation of natural minds, and the producing also of new artificial metals, by compositions and materials which we use, and lay there for many years. We use them also sometimes, which may seem strange, for curing of some diseases, and for prolongation of life in some hermits that choose to live there, well accommodated of all things necessary, and indeed live very long, by whom also we learn many things. We have burials in several earths, where we put diverse cements, as the Chineses do their porcelain. But we have them in greater variety, and some of them more fine. We have also great variety of composts and soils, for the making of the earth fruitful. We have high towers, the highest about half a mile in height, and some of them likewise set upon high mountains, so that the vantage of the hill with the tower is in the highest of them 3 miles at least. And these places we call the upper region, accounting the air between the high places and the low as a middle region. We use these towers, according to their several heights and situations, for insulation, refrigeration, conservation, and for the view of diverse meteors, as winds, rain, snow, hail, and some of the fiery meteors also. And upon them in some places are dwellings of hermits, whom we visit sometimes, and instruct what to observe. We have great lakes, both salt and fresh, whereof we have use for the fish and fowl. We use them also for burials of some natural bodies, for we find a difference in things buried in earth or in air below the earth, and things buried in water. We have also pools, of which some do strain fresh water out of salt, and others by art do turn fresh water into salt. We have also some rocks in the midst of the sea, and some bays upon the shore for some works, wherein is required the air and vapor of the sea. We have likewise violent streams and cataracts, which serve us for many motions, and likewise engines for multiplying and enforcing of winds, to set also on going diverse motions. We have also a number of artificial wells and fountains, made in imitation of the natural sources and baths, as tincted upon vitriol, sulphur, steel, brass, lead, nitre, and other minerals. And again we have little wells for infusions of many things, where the waters take the virtue quicker and better than in vessels or basins. And amongst them we have a water which we call water of paradise, being, by that we do to it, made very sovereign for health and prolongation of life. We have also great and spacious houses, where we imitate and demonstrate meteors, as snow, hail, rain, some artificial rains of bodies and not of water, thunders, lightnings, also generations of bodies in air, as frogs, flies, and diverse others. We have also certain chambers, which we call chambers of health, where we qualify the air as we think good and proper for the cure of diverse diseases and preservation of health. We have also fair and large baths of several mixtures for the cure of diseases and the restoring of man's body from arefaction, and others for the confirming of it in strength of sinews, vital parts, and the very juice and substance of the body. We have also large and various orchards and gardens, wherein we do not so much respect beauty as variety of ground and soil, proper for diverse trees and herbs, and some very spacious, where trees and berries are set whereof we make diverse kinds of drinks, besides the vineyards. In these we practice likewise all conclusions of grafting and inoculating as well of wild trees as fruit trees, which produceth many effects. And we make, by art, in the same orchards and gardens, trees and flowers to come earlier or later than their seasons, and to come up and bear more speedily than by their natural course they do. We make them also by art greater much than their nature, and their fruit greater and sweeter and of differing taste, smell, color, and figure from their nature. And many of them we so order, as they become of medicinal use. We have also means to make diverse plants rise by mixtures of earths without seeds, and likewise to make diverse new plants, differing from the vulgar, and to make one tree or plant turn into another. We have also parks and enclosures of all sorts of beasts and birds, which we use not only for view or rareness, but likewise for dissections and trials, that thereby we may take light what may be wrought upon the body of man, wherein we find many strange effects, as continuing life in them, though diverse parts which you account vital be perished and taken forth, resuscitating of some that seem dead in appearance, and the like. We try also all poisons and other medicines upon them, as well of chirurgery as physic. By art likewise we make them greater or taller than their kind is, and contrariwise dwarf them, and stay their growth. We make them more fruitful and bearing than their kind is, and contrariwise barren and not generative. Also, we make them differ in color, shape, activity, many ways. We find means to make commixtures and copulations of different kinds, which have produced many new kinds, and them not barren, as the general opinion is. We make a number of kinds of serpents, worms, flies, fishes, of putrefaction, whereof some are advanced, in effect, to be perfect creatures like beasts or birds, and have sexes, and do propagate. Neither do we this by chance, but we know beforehand of what matter and commixture what kind of those creatures will arise. We have also particular pools, where we make trials upon fishes, as we have said before, of beasts and birds. We have also places for breed and generation of those kinds of worms and flies which are of special use, such as are with you your silkworms and bees. I will not hold you long with recounting of our brew-houses, bake-houses, and kitchens, where are made diverse drinks, breads, and meats, rare and of special effects. Wines we have of grapes, and drinks of other juice of fruits, of grains, and of roots, and of mixtures with honey, sugar, manna, and fruits dried and decocted, also of the tears or woundings of trees, and of the pulp of canes, and these drinks are of several ages, some to the age or last of 40 years. We have drinks also brewed with several herbs and roots and spices, yea, with several fleshes and white meats, whereof some of the drinks are such as they are in effect meat and drink both, so that divers, especially in age, do desire to live with them, with little or no meat or bread. And above all, we strive to have drink of extreme thin parts, to insinuate into the body, and yet without all biting, sharpness, or fretting, insomuch as some of them put upon the back of your hand will, with a little stay, pass through to the palm, and yet taste mild to the mouth. We have also waters which we ripen in that fashion, as they become nourishing, so that they are indeed excellent drink, and many will use no other. Breads we have of several grains, roots, and kernels, yea, and some of flesh and fish dried, with diverse kinds of leavenings and seasonings, so that some do extremely move appetites, some do nourish so, as divers do live of them, without any other meat, who live very long. So for meats we have some of them so beaten and made tender and mortified, yet without all corrupting, as a weak heat of the stomach will turn them into good chylus, as well as a strong heat would meat otherwise prepared. We have some meats also, and breads and drinks, which taken by men enable them to fast long after, and some other that used make the very flesh of men's bodies sensibly more hard and tough, and their strength far greater than otherwise it would be. We have dispensatories, or shops of medicines, wherein you may easily think, if we have such variety of plants and living creatures more than you have in Europe, for we know what you have, the simples, drugs, and ingredients of medicines must likewise be in so much the greater variety. We have them likewise of diverse ages and long fermentations, and for their preparations we have not only all manner of exquisite distillations and separations, and especially by gentle heats and percolations through diverse strainers, yea, and substances, but also exact forms of composition, whereby they incorporate almost as they were natural simples. We have also diverse mechanical arts which you have not, and stuffs made by them, as papers, linen, silks, tissues, dainty works of feathers of wonderful lustre, excellent dyes, and many others, and shops likewise as well for such as are not brought into vulgar use amongst us as for those that are. For you must know that of the things before recited, many of them are grown into use throughout the kingdom, but yet, if they did flow from our invention, we have of them also for patterns and principles. We have also furnaces of great diversities, and that keep great diversity of heats, fierce and quick, strong and constant, soft and mild, blown, quiet, dry, moist, and the like. But above all we have heats, in imitation of the sun's and heavenly bodies' heats, that pass diverse inequalities, and, as it were, orbs, progresses, and returns, whereby we produce admirable effects. Besides, we have heats of dungs, and of bellies and maws of living creatures, and of their bloods and bodies, and of hays and herbs laid up moist, of lime unquenched, and such like. Instruments also which generate heat only by motion, and farther, places for strong insulations, and again places under the earth, which by nature or art yield heat. These diverse heats we use, as the nature of the operation which we intend requireth. We have also perspective houses, where we make demonstrations of all lights and radiations, and of all colors, and out of things uncolored and transparent we can represent unto you all several colors, not in rainbows, as it is in gems and prisms, but of themselves single. We represent also all multiplications of light which we carry to great distance, and make so sharp as to discern small points and lines. Also all colorations of light, all delusions and deceits of the sight, in figures, magnitudes, motions, colors, all demonstrations of shadows. We find also diverse means, yet unknown to you, of producing of light originally from diverse bodies. We procure means of seeing objects afar off, as in the heaven and remote places, and represent things near as afar off, and things afar off as near, making feigned distances. We have also helps for the sight far above spectacles and glasses in use. We have also glasses and means to see small and minute bodies perfectly and distinctly, as the shapes and colors of small flies and worms, grains and flaws in gems, which cannot otherwise be seen, observations in urine and blood not otherwise to be seen. We make artificial rainbows, halos, and circles about light. We represent also all manner of reflections, refractions, and multiplications of visual beams of objects. We have also precious stones of all kinds, many of them of great beauty, and to you unknown, crystals likewise, and glasses of diverse kinds, and amongst them some of metals, vitrificated, and other materials besides those of which you make glass, also a number of fossils and imperfect minerals which you have not. Likewise, lodestones of prodigious virtue, and other rare stones, both natural and artificial. End of section 5. Recording by Bill Borst.